It's time to get real, reality TV aficionados. Welcome to the Giorgio Says Podcast. I'm your host, the one and only Giorgio Takanakis, and I'm here serving you the juiciest updates on all your favorite reality shows weekly, as well as the hottest pop culture trends, and even exclusive interviews that will leave you wanting more. This podcast will keep you on the edge of your seat. We definitely need to talk about this. The Giorgio Says Podcast starts now.
All right, my friends, welcome to an all-new episode of Giorgio Says the Podcast. It is Wednesday. Yes, we are in the thick of the week. So shout out to everyone who's made it to hump day, because that's that much closer to Friday, right? We obviously are here because we need to discuss this Vanderpump Rules season 11 finale titled Plot Twist. Now, if you guys did see the extended uncensored version on Peacock, then that is where you guys will see the fight that broke out that was covered when they filmed the finale way back when. It was, I believe it was sometime in September this finale was filmed. Nonetheless, the Peacock version does show that entire thing. So if you guys are interested in seeing that play out, no, it does not have anything or any impact on what happens for storyline purposes. It's just something that happens. So I understand why they cut it out of last night's episode when it aired live. But, you know, for those of you that are interested in seeing it all edited and chopped up, go over to Peacock and check that out. I do want to just note a couple things before I get into today's episode and recap. First, I want to say thank you to everyone who has subscribed to my Patreon this week. Hello to all of you guys. Welcome. If you haven't checked out my Patreon, please do so. There are some free paid member posts that are available. Actually, my rewatch series that I'm currently doing for Real Housewives of DC, episode one, is available for free Patreon members, so you can go check that out. So, I also dropped the Giorgio Says Investigates on the Taylor Armstrong story. Thank you guys to everyone reaching out in regards to that. I am working on episode two that's going to launch sometime this week, and it will have to do with everything regarding the whole drama surrounding Real Housewives of New Jersey. What else? I do also want to, I haven't officially gotten the ad together yet, but I do want to shout out my new podcast sponsor, The Pets Table. They are a company that was created by HelloFresh, which we all know and love. And so now they are offering that same concept for your pets. And I'm very excited because I just got the food yesterday. So I'm very excited to dig into that. I've actually been looking to switch my dogs over to a different food, whether that be I learn how to make it and prep the meals in advance. Sometimes, you know, generally speaking, I have two dogs. I have an older Pomeranian who's a little bit more on the hearing impaired side and a little bit, you know, going blind. So, you know, but she is strong as steel. And then I have our Jack Russell, who also is a ball of energy and very moody. And he will pretty much eat anything. But, you know, I felt like I needed to revamp it. So this all came at a very good time because I was looking at different options, and this one really seemed like a winner. So, but I think I'm going to just go ahead and share the code. I know I haven't shared an ad with you guys yet to give you more detail, but you guys definitely can go check out The Pets Table. And if you guys want, you can use my code. And let me get it, because this is all so new, but I want to share this with you guys because I really love this concept. Give me one second. You can go to thepetstable.com, use my code Giorgio50 and get 50% off your first box of dog food. It's really easy. You take a little profile quiz, give them some information about your fur baby, and then they populate that into the food amount that is needed. You go and pick the different variations of food that they have, and then they ship it out to you. It comes in packed very nicely in dry ice. They even give you a free little gift on your first box. So very excited about that. So go check them out. I will be featuring them as a podcast sponsor going forward. So thank you to the Pets Table for sponsoring Giorgio Says the Podcast. All right. So now that that logistical stuff's out of the way, let's discuss Vanderpump Rules, shall we? Because listen, I wasn't expecting that finale. I don't know actually what I was expecting, other than I knew that there was not going to be a moment where Tom was going to speak with Ariana. I think that was pretty clear. She held her boundary the entire season. And yes, did that impact the show from a package standpoint? Yeah. I mean, there was only 15 episodes in this season. Typically, there's somewhere between 18 and 20. To 21, I would say. And then with three parts of a reunion, you're looking at anywhere from, you know, 23 to 25 episodes on average. So yes, this cuts out about 7 episodes, which then cuts out of their salaries, right? Because they're paid by the episode that they're in. So, you know, from a money-making standpoint, if you are a cast member on the show and you really, you know, you are living off the salary now, and maybe you've purchased a couple homes and you've got a couple mortgages, you have a kid, you have another one on the way, you know, there's a lot of bills that need to be paid. And so from that standpoint, I understand from that angle why maybe, well, at least maybe one of the cast members is coming off in a way that is not good. And generally, I usually am very, I've been very pro Lala, but I will say that last few minutes of the episode was very, it didn't need to be said, because no matter how you slice it, it would never have landed. The timing in which all of this was playing out as well was just a couple months after the whole thing essentially broke out. So I feel like it was a bit insensitive, and it was also very clear the motives of three individuals going into the season. Because listen, again, it goes back to making money and keeping the show going. No one's an idiot here. They all know that I believe last season was supposed to be the last season. Series finale, finito. Scandoval revived it, gave it another season, and I'm not sure what to make of the ending, quite frankly, and I'm going to get into that. But I'm not sure where they can take the show at this point, because everyone's on a different island. And now, as viewers, we now know that you guys strategically want to keep the show going because simply it's a paycheck. That's how it all kind of waters down at the end. And that's just where it gets to be. We don't want to know certain things as viewers because it takes away from the experience of watching you on the show. I'm just speaking for myself when I say viewers. I'm the viewer. But it was too much. Like, talk about breaking the fourth wall. Yeah, I'm all for breaking the fourth wall, but like to smash it to that level and say those things, like, wild. So that's going to be tricky. I also talked about on my Patreon episode yesterday a little bit more extensively, but there was some rumor mill going around that allegedly Kyle Chan had reached out to an Instagram account called CC Loves You and had said that the moment that the cast is reacting to in the reunion trailer is actually, I guess, footage of maybe, I'm assuming, Tom Sandoval talking about Kyle finding him with a certain object to use to harm himself. And so that is what is being alleged that the cast is seeing. After watching the finale, though, I could also see them rewatching that last few minutes of Lala's rant and Sheena kind of co-signing and Tom Sandoval. I mean, well, he's a dick, so that's not really shocking. But specifically Sheena and Lala, that I wonder if that's what they're watching. Or is this unseen footage that they're seeing at the reunion? But the way that Andy's lining it up in the trailer is like, you know, did you see the last, you know, 10 minutes of the finale? And she's like, no, I haven't gotten to see it. And no one's been able to see it. And it's like that last 10 minutes they like kept out. But that one part of the rant was in the trailer. So, you know, I'm confused. I'm just really confused at this point. So I'm not sure if CC Loves You got wrong information or Kyle thought it was going to be something that maybe it's not. Maybe they heard that CC put this out there and then the editors took that part. I don't know. I'm stumped there. But overall, this episode was, to me, it just felt very disconnected. It did not feel authentic. It felt like everyone was showing up to just do their job and try to make things happen. And that was evident when you are breaking the fourth wall and you see Jeremiah back in the back of the party, and when Ariana at one point has stormed off and basically been like, I'm done. He's like, Ariana, don't do this. Because it's like all they are trying to do is finagle a way to get an interaction out of her and Tom. And it was also very clear watching that whole thing that Tom was on a mission to just do that, to just close up this one thing to get his redemption arc in the books. That's all he was concerned about. So I feel really icky seeing that much. I mean, I'm glad I have, because now I can see them for who they are in this situation, but the whole thing was just wild. It was also very telling that the things that Sheena really cares about, which is just herself, she took the most opportunities in this finale to insert herself in any which way that she could. She also tried to go on a like positivity spin campaign for Tom Sandoval, but in the same breath is being like, no, I love Ariana. I was like, well, if you did, then you wouldn't keep throwing your conversations with Sandoval in Ariana's face. More specifically, maybe not when Dan is sitting right next to her. So it's clear that everyone just had their own agenda going into every scene, because they just want to make a show happen. And they know that because of Sandoval, that the only way that they can do that is to try to draw some sort of reaction out of Ariana and Tom. That's why key moments like the interaction that Ariana did have with Tom at James's house was absolutely atrocious, as it should be. But then she gets knocked for being enraged by the way that Tom's behaving. And I think we got to see the real Tom, the real, real Tom. Like, really super duper clear on who this guy is. I do not like him. I do not think that he is a good guy. He's very manipulative, and he's a liar, and he's full of shit. Why is he full of shit? Because the entire night he's trying to play nice, going up to Dan, forcing himself in spaces where Ariana is. Why? Because he needs to close out his little redemption arc. And I don't care at this point what everyone's thoughts are. Listen, I've had my own views on some of this stuff, but I've come to realize too that because of the timing of everything, and because also she owns this house as well, there's no way. I've flipped on that a little bit. Like, yes, could she have gone and gotten an Airbnb? Yes, but why would she spend double the money to be inconvenienced when he's the one that was a piece of shit? Like, yeah, so what? They do live in the same house. That does not mean that they interact. She's shown up at spaces where he is at. She doesn't need to interact with him. Same thing at home. I don't think that secretly off camera at home, they're like kicking it on the couch and just like shooting the shit. And then when cameras go up, she's just putting this front on. That would be a different story, but it's not. We've seen it. She makes it abundantly clear that she doesn't want to be around him, even in the house, if she can help it. So I'm not sure why that matters and why that keeps being brought up as to why she won't film with him or interact with him. It's just a bit unfair, in my opinion, because it feels like we're forcing the actual victim in the situation to just roll over and just smile and nod and go along with the narrative that's going to benefit him now. So you want Ariana, who got like shit on, to then come help this dude out with a redemption arc? No. And I'm glad she stuck to her boundaries, because this is us filming a show, but my real life, that's not what I would do in real life. And so that to me is the most authentic. In this particular situation, that is more real than if somehow they finagled those two to have a combo. That would have been fake to me, because I would have been like, no, that's bullshit. There ain't no way she would be talking to him right now at this event. If this was real life, no cameras, what we saw last night was real life and for the cameras, because she was like, I'm not giving him that. He doesn't deserve it. And he doesn't. Very, very egotistical and has a lot of audacity coming in so shortly after and expecting people to just slowly just drop it and not be pissed at him, specifically Ariana. And Ariana brought up a very good point as well. If he really wanted to engage her or tell her he was sorry or he felt a certain type of way, he could have written her a letter, left it on the counter when cameras were not rolling. And if he had done that, I do feel that the outcome this season would have been a little different. So this really is all Tom Sandoval's fault. So if anyone wants to be mad about this show going down the drain, blame Tom Sandoval, not Ariana. Ariana has every right to hold her own boundaries. She does not have to talk to people that have made her feel and made her look like a fool for the amount of time that she did while you guys all played in her face. Absolutely not. This is Tom Sandoval's fault. I also don't understand why we're trying to make Joe happen. Listen, I have been nothing but like neutral with Joe. I've tried to give her the benefit of the doubt. But last night, the fact that you agreed to go insert yourself and try to talk to Katie and justify any of the behavior that she is pissed off at you about is, to me, where I would be like, okay, no. Why are you here? Why are you here? Because you want to be on the show. Because you think that's going to be your ticket to being with Tom Schwartz. Well, here's the real tea, Joe. Schwartz is not going to ever be with you. Whether you're on the show, off the show, it doesn't matter. You are a point of convenience. And he keeps telling you that. He also shows you that in his behavior and you accept it. So no thanks. Now, did Katie go real hard on her? Yeah. But are we shocked? What did you think was going to happen? You thought Katie was going to soften up because it's the finale party and try to give Schwartz some closure and make him feel better about hanging out with Joe? No. Go eat a pile of dog shit. I mean, it was even to the point where Lyle was like, don't do that, Katie. Like, because she was going... And you know what? I have grown to really respect Katie's like stance and things because, I mean, look, she doesn't waver. She is consistent. She's, to me, probably the most loyal castmate on that show. If you're talking about friends, Katie is ride or die for you. She's gonna, and Ariana is too, which is disappointing to hear people like Brock try to say that Sandoval is a better friend to Sheena than Ariana has because he shows up and Ariana doesn't. Okay. So you're generalizing that she never shows up, but all we've seen, or at least what I've seen on the show, is every time Sheena's doing some vanity project, Ariana's there supporting it, whether she's supporting it from the audience, whether she's in some promo for Sheena's vanity project, music video, photo shoot, whatever, Ariana's there. To the point where if we want to rewind the tapes and Sheena wants to be shady about Ariana being her backup dancer. Yeah. Well, you didn't have anybody that liked you back then, and you wanted to go out and sing Good as Gold on stage, and you needed backup dancers, and you had Ariana, who did not want to be on camera in the beginning. She hid her face most of the time that she was on camera to come support you in that stupid song. Get a grip. Now, she did correct Brock. And she's, you know, basically was like, I love Ariana. She's always been a good friend to me. Yeah, she has. Even to the point where at the finale, again, Sheena, who's so like, wow, Sandoval paid for his audio engineer to come here so that I could use it. Like, wow. I have to tell Ariana about this. Like, why would she care about that? It goes back to what I was saying last week, I think. Sheena's bringing stuff up about what Tom's doing to soften whatever pain Sheena's felt from his affair with Rachel when he was cheating on Ariana. And somehow thinks that that's going to sway Ariana to be like, oh, right. You know what? He actually is a good guy. Thanks, Sheena. Like, no, that's not how that's going to go, because he hasn't even acknowledged or apologized or tried to apologize off camera about the things that he's done. So why do you keep telling her this, Sheena? Why are you finding every op? Why? Because produce Jeremiah's and everyone's try to bring it up. And they're like, I mean, there's only so much I can do, you guys. I'm performing too, you know. But I'm just saying, the fact that Ariana was able to still keep her boundary with Sheena in that moment and say, hey, do me a favor, don't ever bring up his journey or what anything that's going on with him to me ever again. And Sheena's like, I don't want to lose you as a friend, though. But I do love him, and I'm just going to be honest, I'm not going to stop talking to him. I'm not. She's like, you don't have to worry about that. I'm not going to stop caring about you. I'm not going to stop loving you as a friend. And then proceeds to hug her. Because Sheena's making this about her. Again, we're like, why are we hugging Sheena? What is going on? Like, I get it. You are disappointed in your friend for his behavior. But that's not the reaction. This is so self-centered on her part. And then on top of it, you have all of this other stuff going on, Sheena, like with your relationship, your issues, and this is what you're crying about. This is what we're settling on. This is how you're closing out your storyline. Sandoval is proving to be a better friend, except I don't know, because Sheena then gets confused herself because she's talking to Tom being like, so what is this? What are we? He's like, what? We're working towards better friendship, man. She's like, yeah, but like, for real, or just because we're like filming the show? Just don't make me look stupid, Tom. And then storms off. Well, Ariana is done. It's a wrap, because at this point, right before this, Ariana's just hugged Sheena to like take her off the ledge because she's about to like lose her shit. poor Sheena. Tom's like scoops in trying to be like, hey, Sheena, I just want to let you know that, like, and Ariana's like, nope, bye. I'm not doing this. And then, like, and he literally is going, literally following behind Ariana like an idiot, trying to, like, she doesn't want to talk to you. But because, and so, yeah, Jeremiah's like, please don't do, no, we're done. We're going to Applebee's. Take this mic off. You want to go screw a friend of mine under my nose for months, not use protection, possibly put me in harm's way of getting some vile STD or God forbid something else. And you want me to give him consent to come talk to me so that I can help with his redemption arc? I will not. And so she left. She ordered a Lyft and left. And they went to Applebee's. And then this is where you see how Lala, Sheena, and Tom Sandoval really feel about Ariana. Because Lala's whole monologue was like, there's too much I want to say. And no, it's not because I'm not, it's not because I'm afraid. It's because I would have to break the fourth wall. But you know what? Here it goes. I don't understand how someone who was never really a thing on this show, no one ever really talked about her like that. All of a sudden, you know, she decides that because she shared one part of her relationship, because let's be honest, she wasn't really showing her real relationship. And so this one real thing happened. And then after she gets all the benefits from it, then she's like, nope, you get no more access to it. And then when did someone wake up and decide that when someone gets cheated on, they become God or they're like Beyonce? And then goes on to say, what's the big deal? You live under the same roof as this man down the hallway, but you won't film with him. You moved on 8 days after the fact. 8 days. Tom then switches his light switch goes off, because this whole time he's being so kind and so approachable and personable and so positive. And then when he didn't get his way and Ariana left the building, then the real Tom comes out, because then he's like, what a lazy piece of shit Ariana is. She doesn't want to film with her boyfriend, then she shouldn't be on the show anymore. She's fucking lazy, man. She just wants to earn her check by not doing anything. That's what I was talking about. You can go fuck off. Then we have Lala over there fucking literally having a mental breakdown. And Tom's like, I'm sorry for everything you're going to deal with being my friend. I'm really sorry. I really appreciate it. She's like, you don't understand what this is doing to me, though. And then in the final moments, we get audio of the producer saying, that's a wrap, essentially. And Tom's like responding to Schwartz, because he's like, that was a plot twist. He's like, I like it. Basically, that worked out good for me. So yeah, see, this is all that was. That proves Ariana's point even more, that this was all just for your image, making yourself look and feel better. Had nothing to do with Ariana. You don't feel bad about what you did. All you keep trying to do is gaslight the shit out of her. And I'm glad she didn't give you access to her space. And good on her. I have nothing but respect for her, because it can't be easy filming a reality show when something like that happens. And then having to continue filming with the person that did those things, that would be hard, I would imagine, for anybody. And I would even say a lot of people would quit the show because of it. But she didn't, because why should she give up her bag? Because you're a piece of shit. So, yeah, you're going to have to run around and look like a crazy person to try to get my attention. You can clean up your own mess. I'm not going to help you. As she shouldn't. As she shouldn't. But the ending was interesting because, you know, they're giving us this little montage and they're like showing us from the beginning when like the cast members are sitting down getting mic'd for their interviews for the show. And it almost is giving me a series finale feeling. Like, it's not, it didn't feel like a season finale at the end of it. It felt like a series finale because it just felt like we were rewinding all the tapes. Now, one thing that did come out of it was Lala admitting that she did hide a lot of her own personal life on camera. And I think when I say Lala's the lesser of the two evils in the situation, not according to that rant, because that I can't defend. But overall, I will say she's the lesser of two evils, because when I look at Sheena, Sheena to me is someone that I feel is been the most vile in terms of being a friend and what her stance is and where she places her personal priorities. Because let's be clear, everyone's so concerned about who's being there for Sheena. Sheena, who are you there for? When are you going to show up for people? So I'm going to say, if I was in the judging room here and I had to pick one, Sandoval's an obvious garbage can of a human. I don't need to put him in this. I'm talking about her girlfriends, Lala and Sheena. Which one would I throw under the jail? I'm going to throw Sheena under the jail. Yeah, Lala did some asshole things and her rant did not help her, you know, her image in the comment section of the posts. But Sheena, to me, was just straight up dirty about it. She didn't give a shit that Ariana was in pain. But because Ariana was getting some of the opportunities that Sheena wanted, that's when she was like, oh, well, fuck her. I'm going to go be with my real friend, Sandoval, who actually sent me a PayPal of money when we were broke over the pandemic, which coincidentally, Brock, of course, has to side with Sandoval because he's not working. So that money helped him too. Makes a lot of sense why Brock has been like on the Sandoval campaign. Ay-ay-ay. All I know is in other news, there was apparently the Watch What Happens live taping that happened with Sandoval and Jax the other day. It aired last night, obviously, after the finale. And I'm still unclear as to what could have happened, but something did go down because apparently Billie Lee is not following Sandoval, I believe. But anyways, Tom Sandoval's new girlfriend has unfollowed Tom Sandoval. So some people are saying that Jax may have released some information about Tom and allegedly Billie Lee. I'm not sure. I'm not clear. All I know is something became really clear to Victoria that was Tom's ex-girlfriend now's name, and she is no longer following him. So I guess she was just like, yeah, I'm good on that. So not sure what happened there. I'm not sure exactly what I mean, listen, anything's possible. Jax is a vault of information and gossip. So it would not shock me whatsoever if he said something that was like so out of bounds about something that it caused people to be like, no, I'm not. I'm done with you. But yeah, that was pretty much it, guys. I don't know. Let me know your thoughts. The Peacock version wasn't that much more interesting. Like I said, the fight that we didn't see in the live airing of the episode last night is in the Peacock version. It's uncensored, so there's that, but that's about all the difference was. But yeah, I want to hear your thoughts though. I have just posted my Instagram and TikTok recaps for Vanderpump Rules season finale. Let me know your thoughts as always. And I will also be dropping the Valley recap with Besties by Bravo podcast host Kaitlyn Marshall today on the Patreon. So you can go watch that later today. And until the next episode, guys, I'll leave you here and I hope you guys have a great rest of your Wednesday. And until the next episode, I'll talk to you on the next one. Bye.
Thanks for listening, guys and gals. This was Giorgio Says. Like and subscribe so you never miss an episode. And for all the latest updates, go follow Giorgio Says on Instagram. See you next time.